Welcome to Boating Insights. This is a podcast about achieving your boating dreams, brought to you by Above and Beyond Boating. We deliver the leading courses to skipper your own boat. Hi there, I'm Neil Driscoll. Welcome back to Boating Insights. For today's episode, we're looking at the concept of I wish I knew then what I know now. Pretty simple one, but what I'm wanting to do is just highlight for you how valuable knowledge can be if you find yourself out in the water in a scenario where things haven't quite gone to plan. That might be as a result of weather or a mechanical issue, maybe just, you know, a bit unfortunate, someone's had an accident and it's been a bit of a medical issue, or something's unfolded that means that the day hasn't quite gone to plan and it's really turning into one of those days that ends up being the story of, oh, you won't believe what happened to me, rather than, oh wow, how good was that day? And what we want to do is try and get you to a point that if you do find yourself in one of those days, you have a positive outcome. 101, yeah, we're always trying to help you make sure with your knowledge of weather, navigation, planning, seamanship, safety, maintenance, etc., that you're just not having those days at all. But sometimes, you know, Murphy's Law means things unfold in a way that you just can't control, and that is part of the allure of the sea, of course. But we just want to make sure that, yeah, you know, everyone's always getting home safely and that everything has a positive outcome in the end. So we're going to just run through a few concepts of some ideas looking around the boat that can help you out. One thing to start with is just in terms of the actual layout of the boat. If you may have done this already, there's a checking technique that we call a stem to stern. So you're checking the boat essentially from the stem or the very bow of the boat all the way through to the stern. Depending on the layout of your boat, that might be something you can do all in one go, or it might be in a per deck or an above deck, below deck and flybridge sort of setup. Depends on the vessel. The idea is that as you're going through, of course, there's a whole bunch of things you might be doing, which is, you know, we go through it, particularly in the online skipper course, in terms of the checking. But what I'm highlighting today is have a look and see if there's anything that you literally don't know what it is or what it does. And you might find it's nothing at all. Obviously, the simpler the boat, the more chance there is of that. There's a reasonable chance, especially by the time we've got above decks and below decks, that you will find there'll be it switches, fuses, pipes, cables, shackles, spares, things in a locker, switch on a switchboard that you've just never used. I'd be pretty amazed if you've got a boat that you can sleep on that's got an above and below deck, that if you only found 10 things. I'd say that was pretty good going. And so, first off, really good battle plan. Find out what they are. Try and work out what they do. If you want a good way of understanding systems, if you haven't gone through the online skipper before, that's a great way of breaking down the boat into the various systems you've got available. If you have already been through the course, it could be a good time just to revisit and just double check. Yeah, we're updating it all the time. As you know, you always get access to the most updated version. And just double check that you have really figured out everything you need to for the systems on the boat, and see if you can, first of all, identify what these things are that you don't know what they are or what they're for on board. Number two, then actually let's work that out, figure out what they are, and try and make a note of them. Make sure you actually write it down and sort of check it off somewhere, or however you record your list, so it's not just something that you kind of identify and mean to do something about and don't. Number two, same idea, but have a go at finding something that you've not used. We talk about this all the time, you know, the use what you have concept of what have we got on board, have we ever used it. That there might be things, obviously, if it's like activating a life raft or turning on an EPIRB that you can't do, setting off a fire extinguisher. But I'm sure that you will find there are things on the boat, regardless of how simple, that you've not used or you've not had a go at doing. And I'd really encourage you to just have a go at that. It might even be going through and finding a function on the GPS, like you've never hit the man overboard button, or you've not used your emergency steering if you've got it, or, you know, if you've got a relatively small outboard, you've not tried to use a manual pull cord on top of the outboard if you have one. All sorts of things. But as part of this sort of stem to stern, once you've made sure that you've identified that you know what everything is, let's just try and find, just keep it simple, let's say three things that you've not got around to using before, and let's have a go at it. Odds are most things will go quite well, but without a doubt there'll always be things that you go, oh, wow, okay, it's a lot easier doing this if I've set this up with an extra rope, or this is a lot harder than I was expecting, or I got there but it took me quite a few attempts. I'm glad I had, you know, wasn't under pressure when I was trying to work out how to do it. And you will find you'll often get skill fade, especially if you have fallen into the sort of pattern of doing the same sort of trips over and over again, you know, be it that you always go out sort of fishing on your boat or racing or whatever you do. It's quite likely that there's a whole bunch of things that you figured out when you first did a handover of the boat or first took ownership that you may well have forgotten. And this is a really neat thing. And it might be something as simple as you've got a engine parallel switch to start the engine or engines with a domestic battery. Why don't you just have a go at doing that? Make sure it works how you were intending and that you can remember everything. And you may well find, again, depends on the boat how appropriate this is, but getting out a little label machine or making a couple of notes somewhere that you can access. If there is something that you just can't remember how to do it, you'll probably find that you get it back pretty quickly. But I find this on everything I use all the time, is I'll come back to it and there'll be one thing that I'm using a lot and I get really sharp and really good at it. And then it doesn't matter what it is, it might be on the water or a piece of software I use or all sorts of things. And I'll come back to something else and suddenly realize it's been a year since I last used it. And I will be scratching my head normally for a minute or two trying to remember, how does this one work and what do I do here? And you normally remember quite quickly, but especially when we're getting into safety thing, if a situation's unfolding quite rapidly, it's great if you can kind of have those few minutes of thinking time when you're not under pressure with, you know, a situation unfolding in front of you. The next part of this is always the crew and the people you're going boating with. And so for them, a lot of the time, not always, but most boating setups will end up that there's sort of a key person or couple on board, and then there's other people that come out to join for the day or adventures or, you know, whatever it might be, the trips. And the people that join the boat often get really, really comfortable in the knowledge that they're with really experienced people who are running a really good show. I mean, odds are if you're listening to this, you've done some of our courses, you run a really nice show on board, you take your seamanship really seriously, and that comes across to your family and friends that join you on the water. That's all good as long as you're there. And sometimes things might have unfolded where, you know, there's been an accident or something's happened that mean that you're not necessarily available to answer questions. Yeah, we can obviously all run through any of these, but there are situations that can mean that the skipper or person in charge might be out of action or no longer on board. And odds are at that point, there's a whole bunch of things that the other people on board could really do with knowing how to put a mark on the GPS, how to turn the boat back to get to someone, how to call for help, any number of things really, how to get someone back on board. And just spending a few minutes thinking to yourself, if I was out of action, what would be the most important things that someone's going to need to know to either call for help or hopefully get me back if I've sort of found myself no longer on the boat? And if you can identify those things, how do we stop? How do we get someone on board? How do we call for help? The kind of key details. And you just make sure that you're passing them across in a briefing, or you're giving people an opportunity to do these things, be it, you know, start the engine, stop the engine, doing the radio checks for you, that kind of stuff. And again, just comes back to this idea that I wish I knew then what I know now. So, you know, assuming everything unfolds and all ends up well and everyone figures it out, but you go, oh, probably would have been good if they just knew that to start with, rather than having to try and figure it out and hope that everything went well. So that's my plan for you today. First of all, stem to stern, to identify a few things on board that you're not sure what they are, and then find out what they are, basically. And of course, we've got courses that can help you with that. From there, the next step is find a couple of things that you haven't used, following the use what you have concept, and just give them a go. And then finally, think about some of the things that would be really key details if for some reason you were out of action or not on board, that the people that come out with you need to know, and find a way of passing that information on to them so that they know it. Thanks very much for listening. Bye.